Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
You're listening to Rabot & Co. here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabot.
All right, let's get back at it. 11 o'clock hour here on a Tuesday edition of the show. Rabot & Co., ESPN 680, 105.7. His name's Zach Cantrell. My name is Louis Rabot, at Radio Louis on Twitter. A reminder that I am mostly into large land-dwelling herbivores when we talk dinosaurs. Give me a stegosaurus, give me a brontosaurus, and a patasaurus. Something with big armored plates on its back that weighs many tons. That would be where I go. Mark Ennis, not a dinosaur guy. So there you go. Thank him for hanging out with us, as he always does, on the show on Tuesdays. If you ever miss part of our shows, you can go back to the podcast center, ESPNLouisville.com, or on our app as well, your smart speaker. Go find all of our programming there. Texter, what is Avery up to nowadays? Is she too busy to grace us with her presence? She will tell you that she's too busy to grace you with her presence. But she's our program director here, so she's got an office and everything else, and so there you go. She's in a meeting right now, making sure those sales happen. How about that? Texter, I know only UK only has two players as of now. What does U of L's roster currently look like? Something very similar, right? I mean, what do they have? Three guys committed?
Three, yeah.
Two from Charleston and then Fats from JMU, right?
That's right.
So I think it's three.
So far, yeah,
very
three
similar.
Guys right now.
And that's why you're seeing, you know, Kelsey's hosting eight guys and, you know, whatever in a week and a half or whatever, because you're hoping to hit, what, three of those?
Yeah.
Something like that, and then you're up to six, and you keep building, keep building, keep building. And, no, it's a different era, man. It is it's free agency with no safeguards for the owners.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, it just is.
They just had an offensive lineman from Alabama who transferred to Iowa who's now transferring back to Alabama 3 months later. That's crazy.
Texter, Pope said at his presser that while he was in the NBA, all the players in the locker room sat around and talked about their college teams, not much about their NBA teams. Maybe it is about the college. At least players think of that down the road, but not in the moment of college. Yeah, maybe. The other part is when you were in the NBA in the late 90s and early 2000s, that was a very different era of college basketball as well. And so, you know, and that's very much... Even before, you know, I'm sure he played AAU, but it wasn't what it is now with the travel teams. He didn't go to an academy. He wasn't a Montverde guy, that kind of stuff. And so, you know, I think it's just a different era. But I understand, you know, we do this with a lot of parts of our lives, Zach, where we romanticize something that came before.
That's right.
And I think, you know, I think the worst marriages do that.
Oh, we do it with music. We do it with sports. We do it with everything. Great fashion. Fashion.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a joke out there that I think is also true, but a man dresses like the year of his greatest success.
No, that's true.
And so if a guy thinks he was the man in high school, he's got that varsity jacket. He'll tell you about high school. If he was, you know, if he thought he was great in college and he was in college in 2005, he dresses like it's 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And people do this. And so I wonder with the Pope stuff, and honestly, like, I think it's a reasonable text from the texter, right? This kind of conversation, I don't think Mark, number one, I don't think Mark Pope's lying about what they talked about in the locker rooms. But I know it's true because on the football side, where it's still a bit more, guys do spend more time, it seems, than the average basketball player, for example, at the colleges.
Yeah.
If there's a guy from Michigan and a guy from Ohio State on a football team, they make a bet on the game every year.
Of course.
Right? Now, I don't see those in the NBA very often.
No. Tom Brady had to wear Ohio State jerseys
right.
for a lot
That's
of years.
That's a really great point. Like, Tom Brady's involved in this stuff.
Yeah.
A guy that we think of, no one thinks of his Michigan career.
Yeah.
No one.
When you bring up Tom Brady, Michigan doesn't get mentioned.
It's not in the top 20 of things about him. Not in the top 20. Okay. And even he had to wear an Ohio State jersey at the end of the season. So, yeah.
Oh, he's very familiar with the Ohio State fight song by now.
But what I'm saying is, it is a... You ready for this?
Yeah.
The high school I played... So, long story. I went to the Manual of my hometown, but it was small, so we didn't have sports. So, if you wanted to play sports, you went to the school in your district?
Sure.
So, let's say you went to Manual, but you lived in Seneca's district. You would play sports at Seneca, okay?
Yeah.
So, I played sports at a different high school than I attended. Their fight song was Ohio State's fight song, and it was from the high school before Ohio State.
Really?
That's how old the high school
was.
Yeah, really old.
No kidding.
Some version, I guess they, of course, you tweak it for whatever you need.
Sure.
But yeah, no, that version. So we had, I knew the Ohio State. I was like, oh, I know that song. Oh, wait, that's the high school I play sports at. That's their fight song. So
my high school was the LSU fight song.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Which is another good
Tiger
one.
Rag, is that what it's called?
Yeah, Tiger Rag.
Tiger Rag. There you go.
Clemson is also Tiger Rag.
Right. Texture, Arkansas fans will not allow the Lewinsky dress hug of the rafters. Their colors are red and white, not blue and white. Thank you.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
There it is.
Thank you. Texture. Yeah, I can't read the one about the Delta Zeta house, but it's a good text. I appreciate you very much. All right, Louie. I've got the room covered in plastic. Let's proceed with the Canes read. Canes read! Masters might be over, but hello, friends. It's time for the Canes read. I can't tell you enough how hot, fresh, and hand-battered all that chicken is. It's delicious. A great option for lunch, that Canes sauce that you just slather all over the fries and the Texas toast. Check them out at their multiple area locations. On the Raising Canes mobile app or RaisingCanes.com. One love. I've still never seen that movie with that music in it.
What is it?
It's from Twilight.
Oh yeah, I've never seen Twilight.
Is that? That's the vampire one, right?
Yeah,
I'm getting that right, right? Yeah, okay. And I'm not, by the way, not downplaying it. It's like a $6 billion movie or something. I'm not downplaying it at all.
It's not my demographic. That's
but it's not.
Sure.
They didn't make the movie for me. Boom, that's it.
Nope.
Right, that's exactly right. Boom, yes. Texter, could Kelsey have the same kind of first year as Chris Mack? And that's, I really don't know. That's the one place where I want to be a Bobby V type, and I want to let the cake bake. Is I really don't have a sense of how these first seasons are going to go, Zach. I want to be very clear. My expectations for both programs in this state, the state schools, is that they make the NCAA tournament next year.
Yep.
And period, conversation over. The what cannot happen is because of the actions of someone who won't even address the fans after he leaves, that guy should not redefine your standards.
We can't lower the standards.
Cal losing 2 times in 3 years in the first round of the NCAA tournament cannot be the standard at Kentucky. We're not doing that.
Nope.
Not on this show, at least. We're not doing that. And so I want to be very clear to this texter, and it's a good question. Could Kelsey have the same kind of first year as Mac? Someone has to remind me, but Mac made the tournament, yes?
I believe so.
Now, the difference is Mac inherited players. Kelsey's not. He's starting over. So that part is very different. The NIL stuff is very different than when Mac started, all that kind of stuff. So to me, the question isn't, can he have that kind of year? The answer is obviously yes, he can. But the starting point is very different. So that's why I'm saying that one I got to wait on. But I'm not lowering the standard. I expect Pat Kelsey to make the tournament this year. If he doesn't, it's a bad job.
For frame of reference, Mac's first year, they went 20-14, 10-8 in the ACC, and lost in the first round of the NCAA tournament. So they did make it. They didn't go anywhere. But that's the standard.
Dude,
Louisville,
if they
make the tournament.
That's right. And to me, if Kelsey does that this year,
that's a good first step.
It's at the bottom of what I think fans should want.
Yes.
It's at the bottom.
Make the tournament.
Correct.
No excuses. I don't
care
about
500 in the league.
Yes.
Because you should be better than the bums in the middle of that conference.
By the way, the ACC, not very good the last couple years.
It's good at the top.
At the top, it's good.
It's good at the top. We watch those teams at the top make runs to the Elite Eight and further.
Yes.
Right? North Carolina gets a 1 seed, etc. Boston College, Notre Dame, those teams should not beat you twice.
But if Louisville's average, they should be above 500 in a ACC that's not very good.
Not even a question. Yes. And so, to the texter, I would say that kind of season is very possible. I would lean probable, but anything less than that would be disappointing to me. Texter Mark Pope making college basketball great again. Texter.
There it is.
If the Khalifa kid ends up in Lexington, who visits first? Wiz or Mia? Need to ask Jay on Thursday. You're damn right. We'll ask Jay. Remind me. We'll get there.
That's the first question you need to ask him.
That's such a Jay question.
Nothing else matters.
That's great. Texter, Louie's right. I live in South Louisville. See lots of white dudes in their 40s who still dress like middle schoolers. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's okay. I try to update, man, but I dress like Gap is still a store. It's not. It's all Old Navy now, and I won't be an Old Navy guy. I can't do it, man. But no, it's real, man. People hold on to those things for sure. Texter, Louie, are you doing your Derby seminar this year? I loved last year's. Yes. So 2 weeks from today. So we got a bunch of stuff coming up. I'm really excited. When Dan decided to hang it up and I had to do this, I had to make a decision about the direction of this thing. I decided to just start over with partnerships and different things. And it's been really fun meeting new people, getting new partners. So this Thursday, we'll do the show out at Bourbon Country Cannabis in Nulu. So come on down and come find us ahead of 420. Or frankly, if you're just curious about CBD and what, for your sleep or your anxiety or whatever, man, just come by. Just come by, hang out, talk to the people there. They know their stuff. And it's really cool stuff. Then next Tuesday, we're going to be at J. Shepherd Cigars. This week from today, we'll be at J. Shepherd Cigars. Froggy's Popcorn will be there, handing out popcorn as well. So come on out to J. Shep next week. And then the week after, that evening, so 5:00 Tuesday at the track, we will be at Blind Squirrel, 7 o'clock on that Tuesday. Cost you nothing to get in. We're going to have giveaways from our friends at Single Barrel Cigar Company as well. So if you want to hang out, we essentially do about an hour and a half of seminar, and then we're going to go smoke cigars and hang out. So please, 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 2 weeks from tonight, please consider coming out to Blind Squirrel. Cost you nothing to get in. I'm sure Michael and the folks out there will take good care of us. So there you go. We'll be doing all that. Yeah, there you go. Texter, I'm a vegan, but damn, those Cane's Reeds get me ready. We got vegan listeners. Look at us. Look at the diversity of our crowd.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah, there we go.
I'm hearing that for the first time. You're telling
me. Wow, I did not know that.
So there you go. Oh.
I wouldn't have been vegan.
All right.
We appreciate the vegans.
Whew. Juicy horse racing stuff. Not Baffert related. Let me put that out there. It's not a text I should get during the show. Texter, my ceiling was 1998 in Old Navy. I'm going to start digging my ditch. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry. That's not what we're doing on the show. Texter, I found my old Pope jersey. I gave it to my son a few years ago, but not knowing he was going to be a future coach. How about that? That's... If you have the old school ones, especially that denim look, dude. If you got that one, dude, that thing's fire.
Mm-hmm.
Texter, I need y'all to reiterate every 15 minutes to our fans that we are over on scholarships by about 10. Ah, that's for across the hall. Dang it. All right, there you go. Texter, I still dress like the 90s, 2000s. I just couldn't do the thing where you look like you have on your sister's pants and a halter top. So I went back to my roots. Oh, man. Texter, awesome location for that seminar. Thank you. No, it's going to be great. They're going to set us up in the in that first area when you walk in. We'll have the stage and everything. We give a handout to everybody that comes, so you don't have to take notes or anything like that if you don't want to. Obviously, you're welcome to do that as well, but get a nice handout that way. Make sure you're taken care of. Meet Gandolfo. How about that?
That's a reason enough to get out there.
How about that? Oh, that's right. Oh, man. This is cool, man. This is the same Texter that Issel shouted out his son for his first game. I remember that, man. That was one of the cool moments on this show, actually, was the little kid playing his first basketball game.
Yeah.
And Issel did like a pep talk for him.
Oh,
and the
really?
Guy got to play it back for him on the podcast.
Oh, wow.
That's cool as hell, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. Texter, can U of L or the 502 Circle not sue the writer for slander for saying the checks are bouncing? I would threaten it.
That's fascinating. I think they could.
I would threaten it.
Yeah.
I absolutely would threaten it because it's too important in the current era. It's way too important. You cannot be known as the school that promises things and does not deliver. You can't.
Nope.
It's not
an
option.
That's a death sentence.
It is a death sentence. Death sentence is a good word. It's a good term because it's just you cannot be that school.
Nope.
You cannot be in that line. And so I don't know if that text is meant for us, but yes, I think it's...
And they're not talking about Marcelo, by the way. They're talking about other,
yes, correct,
other reporters.
Thank you. That's actually a really important distinction here. People are not following from the earlier part of the show. I understand you're in and out of the car, whatever it might be. Brandon Marcelo put out a set of tweets about a bunch of guys entering the transfer portal at Louisville and leaving. It coincided, not related, but coincided with tweets from an anonymous account about checks bouncing at the UofL, at the UofL NIL circles. And I am of the opinion that you absolutely punish the bleep out of those people.
And the account that said this stuff is notorious for spreading fake news.
Correct. So there you go. Texter, I'm shocked a vegan texted you to tell you they're vegan. Personal thing. It's like me putting pictures on Twitter of me smoking meats. It's the same thing. Don't worry. We're exactly the same. Texter, you should definitely come out in 2 weeks to Blind Squirrel. We're going to have a great time. I love Derby week. It is my Final Four. It's my Super Bowl week. It is everything else. I would love to meet as many of you as possible. So please come out. I think we're going to have a blast. And hopefully we'll make some money too. Why not? Be great.
Yeah. This account said I've been threatened for a defamation cause against the Louisville athletes. So that's what happens when you spread fake news. Now he's like, oh, I didn't say it a certain collective or player's name or any DM, blah, blah, blah. And then he went on like one of those long rants or whatever. It's like, I'm happy for you. Or I'm sorry, but I ain't reading all that.
No. TLDR. Yeah. No, I'm not.
This is bad. This is very, very bad.
Oh, man. Somebody found my email at ESPNLouisville.com. I love it, man. Raymond, if you're listening, man. Appreciate you emailing me. That's fantastic. Yeah. Derby seminar 2 weeks from today, man. Blind Squirrel. Fantastic. Jay Shep, get all your cigars for Derby next week as well. So fantastic, man. Texture, vegans and atheists never shut up, LOL. Yeah, no, but those of us that don't own a smoker never shut up either. It's okay.
Oh, there's a lot.
We get it, Louie.
Yeah.
Like last night, I made something my kids have come to love are smoked sausages.
Yeah.
And so.
Oh, they're good.
Oh.
They're fantastic.
It is the underrated thing in the barbecue scene because all we hear about is pulled pork or brisket or whatever. Man, a good smoked sausage. It's undefeated.
Yeah. Oh, it's undefeated. Great breakfast.
But my wife's dietary restriction, she cannot eat the pork sausage. So I made chicken as well.
Sure.
Man, they're going to have to be a thing. There you go. They're delicious. Fantastic. By the way, I don't know if they advertise around here, man. The Dano's, the original, the green.
Yeah.
Fantastic for chicken.
People who smoke meat, too, that's another type of people. They'll tell you.
Oh, that's what I'm really saying. Good. I'm great at it. Yeah. By the way, you do nothing. It's the easiest thing ever. That's why it's so stupid. Is the vegans bragging about not eating something, and I'm bragging about not doing something.
That's right. It's like people from Texas. You don't have to ask somebody whether they're from Texas.
That's exactly right. It's a great point. Oh, you're from California. We know.
We get it.
We know. We know.
Oh, you're from California, Texas, Florida. Those are like the big three
states. New York
City
is real tough. We know. We get it.
Oh, you have $1,000 terrible apartment.
Have you?
Cool.
Man, who is that comedian, man? God, I can't remember his name. He does the fake conservative comedy, and he makes fun of New York tough, and he talks. I'll have to find it. If somebody knows what I'm talking about, he talks about his uncle, the farmer in middle America. You wouldn't survive a day on his uncle's farm, like all this stuff. He talks about sriracha. It's very offensive, but it's very funny. So we'll have to see if we'll find that. Texter, you all are embarrassing yourselves on the checks bouncing comments. If they aren't bouncing, who cares? Soskin's embarrassing UofL by threatening to sue. I don't know, man. I think it's a very... It's just a serious thing. Now, being public about suing about that, I don't know. But I would make it very clear to that guy that that they need to shut the hell up.
You can't spread this kind of information because people run with it.
Yeah. Texter's been asking many times, can you give me a take on the Morning Line Keeneland controversy? I will do that next here, Robo & Co., ESPN 680, 105.7.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What
You are listening to Rabeau and Co. here on ESPN 680 1057. Now, here's Louis Rabeau.
All right, welcome back in. 11 o'clock hour here on a Tuesday edition of the show. Rabeau and Co. ESPN 680 1057. I'm Louis Rabeau, hanging out with Zach Cantrell. You can find me on Twitter at Radio Louis and the station at ESPN 680 as well. A reminder, we will have Reds baseball tonight at a little after 9 at Louisville v. Kentucky tonight at 5:50, first pitch on 93.9. So cutting off a little bit of NSA show to get in the 6 p.m. first pitch there over at Jim Patterson Stadium. Of course, we thank Canes for bringing lunch by the ESPN Louisville studios as well. We will have spring game coverage all day on Friday as well. Jeff Brom in studio with Diener on Thursday. And so we will make sure to have you fully covered for this weekend as well. Lou City in action on Saturday, 3:45. They're playing at Loudoun United this weekend, so we will have the coverage for you there as well. Someone was asking me about the morning line controversy at Keeneland. And essentially a morning line is a person, literally a person's guess as to how the betting will go with regard to the general public. So someone you have heard on this show, if you listen, is a man named Brian Nadeau. He works at Gulfstream Park, and he sets the morning line. That is his job. He is then on TV, he does other jobs for them, but his job is to try to predict what the general public is going to do with those races. So I'd like to talk to him because I want to understand that process for him. So if people don't know, essentially there is a point system that they use. And they say, okay, we're going to add up to this number if a certain number of horses are in the race. So it's usually set at something like 125 for races with 8 or more horses. And then you break it up into what the different horses and what you think the betting public will do. So it is not a predictor for who will win, rather a predictor for how the public will react to the field and the conditions and the surface, et cetera, et cetera. Nick Tamaro makes the lines at Keeneland. He's been doing it now. This is his second year. And a couple of things in his defense and then a criticism. First is, Keeneland is tough because it's only a month in the spring and a month in the fall. It's not like Turfway where you're there for 3.5 months and you can watch the trends. There's no trends at Keeneland. The horses come in for like 17 days and they're gone. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, no one in horse racing is talking about it. I'm not sure why. But there's a sea change happening in horse racing right now with how horses are handled, which we all see, with how they're trained, which we all see, and with how they're chosen to race, which we all see. That needs to be reflected in the morning line. We just haven't caught up yet. Now, certain people around the country, so we have Brian that I mentioned down at Gulfstream Park. Oh, my gosh, David Aragona does them for NYRA, so for Belmont Aqueduct and for Saratoga. I think he might be the best one in the country. The person I tend to agree with the most is John White. He makes them out at Santa Anita. I think he does. It's almost as though he pricks out. He's able to pick out of my brain what I think would happen with the betting public in those races. But essentially what Nick has done is several times there have been horses that he lists as 20-1 who go off at like 5-2, like 2.5-1 and win. And that's the controversy, is that he's so off on the guesses of what the general public will do. Here's the deal. For someone who bets horses, that's fantastic. Because, think about it this way. Instead of, oh man, I only got 5-2 on that horse. I wish I could get 20-1. That's not how you need to think about it. You need to think about it as, I'm going to use that horse as the end of a pick three. So the first two races, I'm going to make picks, and then I'm going to only use that horse in the last race. It's going to be a less expensive bet, and because he's 20-1, people who aren't actually looking into the race aren't going to bet that horse. So the controversy is that he's, A, in people's minds, not doing a great job, and B, that people like me can pick out those horses and use them at the ends of pick threes, and that's exactly what I do, by the way. Or pick fours or pick fives, whatever it is. And so that's how we also try to go after those things. So, Texter, I also saw a video on Twitter of a horse break from the gate at 7-1 and immediately switched to 9-2. People were mad about that. Is that normal? The answer is yes, because the on-track money is used to show you where the money is moving. And then when the money comes in from all sources, it changes the odds. So if you think you're getting 5-1, 7-1 on a horse and all of a sudden he's 3-1, that's why. Because the money's coming in from people's phones. It's coming in from, you know, the bettor in Florida who's betting on Kentucky races, that kind of thing. It's not updated in real time. It's updated when the horses break. Could we get better at that? Probably. Some tracks are moving to a system where it is essentially, you know, when they get to 60 seconds, 90 seconds out, you're not allowed to bet on that race anymore. And then it sets the numbers in intact. I don't know. If you don't like it, then parimutuel racing is probably not for you. That's really what I think it comes down to. So there you go. 437-9680. Keep them coming on the UPS Jobs text line. If you are interested in this conversation and want to have something to do for a couple of hours, there is a study at the Wharton School, which is the business school at the University of Pennsylvania, called The Favorite Long Shot Midas. It's a research paper from June 1st of 2018 by Ethan Green, Hoxo Lee, and David Rothschild. Really reputable people. They talk about morning lines and how they're affected and what long shots look like for bettors in an academic paper. It's something that I've obviously read because I'm referencing it, but it is, if you really wanted to understand the ins and outs of this, essentially, the favorite long shot bias in horse racing betting markets previously attributed to speculation or irrationality instead results from profitable deception. So in other words, people are manipulating the pools with their early bets and then changing them later. That's part of it as well. Can I share an anecdote? So like 5 years ago, I'm hanging out with my buddy Nate. We're on my back porch. It's like 2 a.m. and we've been drinking. Australian harness racing is on. And we notice that the pools are like $100, $150. So we would pick the horse with the worst odds and put $25 on it and just move them from like 99-1 to like 3-1. And then we would watch the people on TV talk about that horse. Like, oh, well, yeah, there's a lot of movement here. And here's why, you know, here's what people are seeing in this horse. There was nothing to see. We would intentionally pick the worst horses just to see if the people on TV would talk about them. And they did. So there's all kinds of things going on in these markets that get manipulated. I think people need to know. But yeah, the favorite long shot Midas, University of Pennsylvania, the Wharton School. It's available online. You can go find it. So it's a, if you're interested in that, it's about a 40-page document. Very easy to read, but it's in depth if you're interested on what that looks like as far as morning lines and how that affects how people text or what. You can't lock in a horse bet. Not at the parimutuel windows, you cannot. Nope. In some places they move to fixed odds. I'll tell you, so we've had Matthew DeSantis on the show, the Naira Bets guy. They offered on Sunday up to $25, whoever you bet on in two races there, if the horse went below 4-1, they paid you 4-1. And I wonder in horse racing if they're not going to have to start doing this with younger crowds, because one of the horses won at 6-5 and they still paid you 4-1. Now that's exceptional value. I mean, that's exceptional value. So, you know, I don't know how they're totally going to work with this, but it is what it is. Texter, late night Australian harness racing and early morning South African thoroughbreds are my favorite. You're damn right. You're damn right. Get them on that tapita in Australia. Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. Let's go. Texter, the only reason I know of Wharton is because Trump and a Rodney Dangerfield movie called Back to School. A little Rodney Dangerfield. Why not? Oh, man. Yeah, Trump went there. Yep. There you go. It is. I mean, look, all jokes aside about Trump, I mean, Wharton is seen as the best business school in the country, so it's fine. I mean, like, that's why I bring it up, is because they're doing legitimate research and they happen to cross over to horse racing.
Who gets less respect, Donald Trump or Rodney Dangerfield? 437-9680. Asking the hard-hitting question.
Bigly disrespected.
They make me go
beautiful
to court
disrespect
all the time. It's a joke. I can't even go to my son's graduation. It's sad. Those are my favorites, when he just ends, like, a random tweet or Truth Social with just the word sad. That's when you know he's mad.
Yeah, Texter, and on the personal phone, like, Nick's really up against it with his. Yes, he is. He is. No, he's very much up against it. It is, again, not an easy job. Keeneland is tough because, like I said, the short season, trying to figure out the trends is, if you watch horse racing Twitter about Keeneland, Zach, 90% of it is about trying to figure out what the trends are.
Yeah. Oh, I've followed some horse racing accounts, and all it is just trying to figure out
what are the trends.
It changes within, like, 3 minutes. Here's the line. No, 2 minutes later. Nope, this is actually
get off
what
the
is.
Rail. The rail's bad. You know, you want to be in the three path or whatever. Yeah, no, it changes it.
It's like if a football game, like if it opened at like a 7.5 point spread and then 2 minutes later, oh no, now it's up to 8.5 or now it's down to 5.
Yeah, there
like,
you
what's
go.
What's going on?
Reminder, all of my horse racing stuff. They'll be hanging out with us during Derby Week, the Kentucky HBPA, KYHBPA.com. Check them out. A lot of great stories on there right now as we get into Derby season. If you haven't checked me out yet, thesportingtribune.com. I'm writing for them now. I've done 4 pieces in the last a week and a half or so.
Beautiful pieces. They're all great.
The Derby.
Great writing. You had the best words.
I agree they're the best words. Sportingtribune.com. You can find those. And, of course, at Radio Louie, if you ever want to find the links, they're always on my Twitter page as well. Kayla Clark was number one last night.
Yeah.
And this is a story we need to talk about because it is a potential watershed moment.
How much money she's not making?
And I think we need to get over that. So here's, and I want to talk about this actually. So I'll give you an idea. So Real Madrid, the biggest soccer team in the world, okay, has a cap for how much they'll pay players, but guys go there because they know they'll get endorsement deals.
That's right.
Okay. I think the WNBA needs to kind of understand this about their league, that their pay is never going to keep up with the endorsements of good players.
Nope.
So LeBron James can get $50 million a year from the Lakers. But I imagine his Nike deal isn't $50 million a year.
It's more than that.
Is it more?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's making more
money. They make more money in endorsements than they do. Pretty much even the highest paid guys make more money off the court than they do.
Can you look that up, what LeBron's endorsements are as far as a single endorsement? Texture, Trump's never made a movie as good as Easy Money like Rodney Dangerfield, great hardest racing scene.
Very
in that
true.
Movie. You're damn right there is. Texture, I'm going to have to read this 40-page research paper, and I haven't even begun to narrow down the Derby field. Thanks a lot, Louie. Sorry, Bill. I'm sorry.
LeBron made $126.9 million off endorsements this year.
Okay.
Because he's got Nike, McDonald's, Blaze, Beats, Sprite,
yeah,
State Farm, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm wondering if any of the singular ones are there. But no. So, okay, that's a great example. Your top players in the WNBA are going to be like this, too. Percent chance in your mind, Zach, that she actually influences people into watching the WNBA?
Oh, I think at first it's going to happen. I think the curiosity factor will be there. I'm expecting the first 10 games or so to be among the highest rated women's sporting events of all time. I think the opening game could very well be that. I think the first time she goes up against Sabrina Ionescu, that's going to be up there. The first time she goes up against Cardoso, the South Carolina star, that's going to be up there. It's just going to be dependent on competition, what else is on. But that's like what we talked about yesterday. They need to do like Monday night WNBA or Thursday night. They
should steal absolutely the NFL do this. Dates. Just do it.
Yeah, they should absolutely be doing it.
Avoid
this.
Sunday night baseball. Otherwise, just do everything.
Yes.
Yes.
But I think the curiosity factor is going to make people pay attention early. It's just, can they get people to stick around? Now, here's the thing I find fascinating is how much jealousy there already is with the WNBA about Caitlin Clark. And the thing that I don't understand is, you should be embracing Caitlin Clark. Why? Because you're going to be happy as all get out that she's there when your salaries go up.
Yeah.
Because if Caitlin Clark makes as much of an impact as we think, WNBA salaries are going to go up and you're going to be thanking Caitlin Clark. She could be like what we talked about yesterday with Tiger Woods. Like, there's a reason golfers are making oodles of money now. It's because Tiger. That's it.
Yeah.
Will she have that effect on the WNBA? Probably not to that level, but she will definitely increase their salaries.
I put it at like 25%. That's exceptionally high for me. I think there's enough intrigue with her. I see enough from people that it's almost as though I'm bluffing talking about viewership and women's basketball, and everyone's calling my bluff. Because the numbers, I did not expect 14 million.
It's like, just, yeah, because we've had women's basketball stars before that went to the WNBA and it just didn't cross over, but we've never had anybody to this level.
Part, yeah,
We don't see Diana Taurasi on Saturday Night Live.
By the way, I liked watching Taurasi play basketball more in college than I did Caitlin Clark.
Oh, I like watching that. Yeah, Diana Taurasi is great.
My war was better.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
but the problem is UConn. They all get lumped in together because UConn wins all the time.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe the novelty of the girl being at Iowa. I don't know.
And I think we're starting to see that with South Carolina too. People are all up in arms about why isn't the South Carolina players on Saturday Night Live, because Caitlin Clark is a much more recognizable name. She just is. And she was already in New York to begin with.
I mean, Dawn Staley didn't mention any of her own players by name after the game. She mentioned Caitlin
Clark. She mentioned Caitlin
Clark. It's okay
to say. That's right.
It's okay.
Caitlin Clark brought women's basketball into the mainstream. It's just true.
Last night, the commissioner of the WNBA, and I am, by the way, waiting for the texts. Because if there are people on this text line that find Kim Mulkey good looking, they have to find Kathy Engelbert.
Yeah, that's right.
Because she's a way better looking person than Kim Mulkey.
Ask Strebel, because Strebel likes Kim Mulkey.
Yeah, no, here it is. I saw Fever tickets went from $60 to $174. Oh, and I can speak to this now that I'm doing stuff at the Sporting Trib. They're based in Vegas and L.A. The tickets for Aces and in Vegas and then the Sparks in L.A. for those games when she's going to be there are almost $200.
Did you see the opening game? The prices to get into her first Fever game?
Oh, and no.
Like 400-something.
I'm telling you. So there's Texter had texted in about this. I agree with Zach. I think people will watch for a month or so and then trail off gradually. My interest there, Zach, is so I agree with that. I think that's true about lots of things. How many people watch the Daytona 500 that don't watch
that?
NASCAR?
Don't watch the other races,
right? Or
correct.
Watch the Super Bowl? Don't watch the things preceding it, right?
Right.
Or you know, watch March Madness, but did not watch Louisville play a regular season basketball.
Happens like, all the time.
A lot of people.
People,
okay?
Yeah.
So I don't want to pick. I want to use that to preface. I'm not at all picking on who watches the W, whatever, but. How big is that initial bump, I think, is the most important thing.
Yeah,
actually.
I agree.
Because then if it trails off, you want to start with the biggest piece that you can.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll be interested to see if they can stick around with that texter. Can they get people to stick around? But honestly, I hope she performs. I hope they don't embarrass her. Because honestly, the WNBA has a good product. Maybe she will get people to tune in and stay. It's honestly a decent product. And so,
not worried about that. She's going to do fine.
Yeah, right.
The WNBA's product's not great. She's going to come in and she's going to make an impact.
Here's my question for you. So yeah. I go back to soccer again. I don't mean to do this. So Messi signs with Paris.
Yeah.
His biggest complaint about Paris was that he was being tackled more violently than he was in the Spanish league.
Mm-hmm.
So French players saw him and they were like, screw it, I'm taking that guy out.
That's right.
Does anyone do that in the WNBA?
If they were smart, no.
I'm tired of hearing about Caitlin Clark. I'm taking this person out.
If they were smart, no. Caitlin Clark could be their meal ticket to make more money. The better she is, the better you guys are. It's like Julius Erving with the ABA. There was a rule that you couldn't do anything to Julius Erving because he was the star of the ABA. And everybody was smart enough to recognize that.
Right. Texter, women's college basketball has a built-in fan base that you can always wrap yourself in the school flag. It's been 20 years, and there's still no base of fans for the WNBA. There is a big difference between three versions of women's basketball. The college, which the Texter just talked about. The national team. Which we all love.
She should be on that
and we
team.
Wrap ourselves in the flag. Well, other older players have, legacy women's basketball players have gone to bat for her being on the national team.
So it should, it's a no-brainer.
It's an absolute no-brainer.
And it's a no-brainer. She should take Ice Cube's money.
I also agree with that. Texter, I keep hearing the UK basketball standard. I will get back to that in the final segment. I appreciate that. Texter, speaking for myself and many non-gamblers, I can assure you I will not watch the WNBA. Non-gambler is the big part of that. By the way, new partner on the show, want to thank our friends at Sign Up Expert. SignUpExpert.com/horseracing. Again, I'll send you the link in a text if you text me on our text line, 437-9680, or just go check it out. SignUpExpert.com/horseracing is our promo. No matter where you live, immediately finds the best sign-up deals on any sports or fantasy site available in your area. So go check them out, signupexpert.com/horseracing for the very best sign-up deals in your state. On the other end, I didn't get to football. We do it next.
Stop the show, choppy words and a sloppy flow. Shotgun, opera, lock and load. Cock it back in and watch it go. Mama, help me, I've been cursed. Death is rolling in every verse. Candy paint on his brand new hearse. Can't contain him, he knows he works. This hurts, I won't lie. Doesn't matter how hard I try. Half the words don't mean a thing. And I know that I won't be satisfied. So why try ignoring him? Make a dirt dance floor again. Say your prayers and stop it out when they bring that chorus in. I bleed it out, digging deeper just to throw it away.
You're listening to Rabeau and Co. here on ESPN 680 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabeau.
All right, let's get after it. Final segment on a Tuesday here, Rabeau and Co. ESPN 680 105.7. Man, oh man, a little Lincoln Park for your afternoon. There you go. Canes is here. Zach's eating. So you're just going to hear me for the next 12 minutes? It's all right. I like that you can't wait 12 minutes. It's fantastic. But yeah, go check them out. Multiple area locations here. Canes.com. Check out the app. Great offers for them. Zach,
I like it fresh and hot. There you go. Save that for the mix.
There you go. Should Louisville chase this 16th team that the WNBA is talking about?
Why not?
I agree.
You got to get a professional team here. Might as well start with the WNBA.
To me, it's an absolute no-brainer.
Absolutely.
And here's why. A couple of reasons. One, I actually think people here would like it. I think there's enough of a built-in fan base. Number two, it gets the Yum Center some dates. Yeah. So, man, oh, man. All right, yeah, that might be it. So, yeah, it's, I think they need to make a push for it, and I'm...
You can't overstate the how good of a college basketball women's market this is. People Correct. Legitimately care Correct. About the women's basketball
They
team.
Will know the women on the WNBA teams coming to town.
Yes, they will.
That's exactly right. Yes.
I this agree. Is as good of a city as you're going to find for
you
a
literally,
WNBA team.
You literally use the Yum Center. You put the curtain above the top. I mean, you need, what, 6,000-7,000 seats
yeah.
for that?
Yeah.
You put everybody in, like, you know, the middle sections. You pack them in. Have
no
fun.
Brainer. They should absolutely go chase
I
the team.
I think it's a no-brainer, too. So there you go. They have dropped the USA men's basketball team roster for the Olympics for Paris. Some obvious names and not surprising ones. LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, Anthony Davis, Devin Booker, Anthony Edwards, Jason Tatum, Drew Holiday, Bam Adebayo, and Tyrese Halliburton. So yes, there are three former Kentucky Wildcats on this team. What do you think of this team? Should they have gone younger? Do you like Anthony Davis being on the Olympic team, for example?
I'm fine with Anthony Davis.
Okay.
I'm surprised LeBron's doing it because he's about 40 years old. He's already accomplished what there is to accomplish as far as the Olympics are concerned. I'm a little surprised Durant's doing this. So I guess they're a little threatened by the international teams because the top players in the NBA right now are mostly international guys like Luka and Nikola Jokic.
Yeah. By the way, I'm thrilled that this is. I'm thrilled.
I'm surprised Jalen Brunson isn't there.
I was going to say who are the Americans that are not on this list that I would want
Kyrie.
On there in the Olympics?
Maybe.
No. It's
Brunson
not.
Over Kyrie, I think.
Right now, Jalen Brunson. Because I'm just trying to think of how this team's going to play together, right? So, honestly, at point guard, is Steph going to start at point guard in that lineup?
Steph's not on the team if he's not starting.
Okay, so if he's the one, is Drew Holiday the two? Is Tatum the three, the two? Anthony Edwards, where does he fit? LeBron's going to play, what, four on this team? And then you got Durant. Oh, no, Durant's starting, right? I mean, obviously, he's starting at two. There it is. Okay.
Durant's starting. LeBron's starting somewhere. LeBron ain't on this team if he's not starting.
So it's Curry, Durant, LeBron.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis is starting.
He's going to have to start because he's the
And
center.
Then is it Anthony Edwards because he's the other best player in the league right now?
Yeah.
Okay, there's your five. That's pretty good.
I think that's pretty good. Oh, they're winning the gold.
Yeah.
They're not messing around.
Texter, I'm surprised AD is doing this. He can't even handle a regular season in NBA without street clothes. I'm surprised by that, too. I'm going to read this because it's funny. Texter, Anthony Davis going to France seems fitting. No fight. Well, Kenny Payne's not there, I'll tell you that. Texter, I'm not into women's basketball, but I would take my daughter to a WNBA game as much as possible. Hope we try to get the team. I think there's a lot of people like that, man. Who is the coach of the Team USA? It is Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr. It is his first Olympic appearance for Curry. Kerr will also be reunited with Durant. Durant is one of only two players to ever win three men's basketball Olympic gold medals. Can you name the other player?
Melo?
It is Melo. Look at you. Good job.
Melo's the leading scorer in the history of the Olympics. So.
Random Stormy Daniels text on the text line. Just go ahead and read that, Louis, because that's it's coming down the text line. Halliburton is the guy that could be the distributor on this team coming down the text. I totally agree with that. I hope he plays. That's the thing. Like, honestly, I get LeBron, Steph, those guys. But when you get this combo, Tyrese, Devin Booker, Anthony Edwards, Jason Tatum, Bam Adebayo, give me that five. Give me that five. Young, energy, Bam will play defense, rebound, you know, bang around a bit. That's the five I would want. Jason Tatum, dude, in the Olympics with the Olympic rules? Jason Tatum's made for the Olympics, dude. Texter, Kyrie can't be on the Olympic team. During travel, he would fall off the end of the earth. It's a good text. Texter, Canada's going to have a good team, too. Oh, that is real. That is a... I have to imagine in the Canadian locker room for the first time ever, they're thinking, we got a medal here. We got a medal here. I can't watch YouTube during the show, people, but I will go back and look. So there you go. But no, I thought the makeup of the lineup was interesting. And the other one that I've started to watch, and I don't understand the motivations for making certain sports Olympic sports and other ones not. So they took baseball out of the Olympics because not enough countries play it.
Correct.
But that's stupid. Because they put in 3-on-3 basketball as an Olympic sport that gets a medal.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Where is this global diaspora?
Coming up soon.
Yeah, this global diaspora of 3-on-3 basketball. Give me a break. Right? They also, by the way, say not enough people in the world play baseball, but they include equestrian. Do you know how expensive equestrian is?
Who does equestrian?
That's the point. Not people in sub-Saharan Africa. Not people in Cuba, where they do play baseball. Not people in Puerto Rico, where they do play baseball.
That's right.
Not people in Venezuela, where they play baseball, et cetera, et cetera. So I just, look, man, anyways. Do you see Jimmer Fredette's on the guys' team? Let's go. Fantastic, man. Texter, Anthony Edwards is that guy. People want to play with because he competes so hard. Dudes don't like him, but they respect him because he brings it. He's going to be fantastic on the Olympic team. I could not agree more. Texter, if the foreign players wanted to play on Team USA, could they? Well, if they identify as Americans. That's a good joke. It's a good joke. Texter. I can't read that. Texter, I like women's fencing. Because they rip off their helmets and they're all sweaty and gorgeous. Sweaty's your thing. Good for you, man. It's a good thing. I remember I was reading a book, Zach, once upon a time, and it was I can't remember who it was now, but it was some academic. And he remembered saying the first time he had ever seen a woman perspire was when he got to college and the rowing team was going by. Like, that's how much the culture has changed. I get a text about sweaty fencers. And the guy back in the day showed up to college and goes, wow, women sweat? We're talking about getting a WNBA team here. It's really, really amazing. Texture, my sister did equestrian at Murray State. It's super expensive, yeah. No, I knew Murray had that. Murray is the only school I imagine that is D1 in equestrian and in fishing.
Yeah.
They got a bass team down there. I guess the bass team's like fire. And I'm sure a bunch of Murray State alums listening right now are like, yeah, we're the best. Yeah, the bass fishing.
So you're known for John Morant and fishing.
There you go. Well, John Morant and fishing, why not? Other headline that women don't sweat coming down the text line. Hey, glisten, Louis, get it together. Connor McDavid hit 100 assists in the NHL last night. And I want to tell people that the shame of hockey is that it's so the number one website in Canada is not google.com. It is NHL.com.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
I believe that.
So I played in Ontario in a little town that had about 5,000 people in it. The stadium sat 3,500. You couldn't get a ticket. Okay. And Connor McDavid plays in Edmonton. So people don't see him. He hit 100 assists last night. The only other three players to get that number are Wayne Gretzky, Mario Lemieux, and Bobby Orr.
Yep.
Now, Wayne Gretzky did it like 10 times. And he's Lemieux hit the mark once, and Orr did it once. 11 times for Gretzky, excuse me. For him to be in this category and to be playing hockey at this level, and very few people, unfortunately, know who he is one of the shames. And in a weird way, I hope he leaves a Canadian market and comes to one in the U.S. where we'll actually see him. So there you go. Connor McDavid.
Like Gretzky when he came to L.A.
Something like that. But even then, hockey was more mainstream than it is now. And you saw Gretzky when he played the Rangers or he played the, you know, whatever. But it is totally fallen off that way. So unless you're an ESPN Plus person, you probably haven't seen it. Texter Kerr wanted Edwards to come off the bench during the World Cup, and his response was, they ain't no Kobe on this team. I'm starting because I'm the best, LOL. Texter, we should have each country's president battle for Olympic medals. We're screwed. Texter, what is hockey? Texter, no WNBA taxes. We'll leave it there today. Gandolfo tomorrow. Bologna or salami tomorrow as well. I'm Louis Rabeau, hanging with Zach Cantrell. We'll be back together again tomorrow at 10 a.m. And, man, we hope you will join us as well. Thursday, out of Bourbon Country Cannabis, come join us. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.